Bageris, Sheshosa Yud Beis Chodesh. Or Bageris, that means she's over 12 and a half years old, and she's married, so she has to wait from the time of Erisin a year, Yud Beis Chodesh. Or else, V'yalmona Lamed Yoyin. Or else, if an Amona, they make Nisui, they make Erisin, the men married an Amona, and after 30 days later, so Reb Lezer says, Ho Yulu Baila Chaybim Zaneseho. Like, even though they did not make Nisuyin yet, they're married either for 12 months, or else by an Amona, they're married already for 30 days, and they did not make Nisuyin yet. So Reb Lezer says, since Midirabonin, the husband has now a chiyuv to support his wife, he has to give him a zaynos, therefore Yofer, right now, she makes a neder from now onwards, the husband now, even though he's not the real Baal yet, he didn't make Nisuyin, still he can be made for his wife's Nadarim.
Alright, turn over.
That's what he says, a chayim is in a sales yoffer, since midirabonin, the husband now has a chiyuv to support his wife, therefore he could be made for her nadarim. And the Ran says, Kedman the perakafati, the noisen lebsula yud beis chodesh, liyacha mikan chayim is in a sale. Afterwards, the husband has to support his wife, kedetanan, hegiyaz man vla nisu, came the end of the 12 months, and still the husband did not make the nisuyin, oichelas mishalai, from now on she has a right teeth, from him. So therefore, Yofel Levada, the Ran says, B'loi Shutfas Diyav. The father is not here anymore. Now the husband does it by himself. So the Chacham Maimrim, the Chacham say no. The Chacham Maimrim, Ein Habal Mefer, Achet Ikonis L'Shusay. No, nothing doing. Kozman, the husband did not make a real Nisuyin yet. He did not take his wife into his house. He cannot be Mefer in the Dorm. So Ran says, Hainu Reb Yeshua, Tebe Ba Plutu Reb Loza, Bechol Duchta. Yachet Ikonis L'Chupa. Now, upon the ratio of the mission, it says, a begeris, that waits, yud beis chodesh, the Ran says, we already answered this before, that it means two things. Begeris is one thing, that's really enough, 30 days also. And then another case of, v'sheshosa yud beis chodesh, where you have to wait, yud beis chodesh. But I call upon that's the machlokes in the Mishnah, that when it comes a time, that they were supposed to make nisuyin, and therefore, midirabon and the husband has to support his wife, is that the time now, that he could be made for his wife's nidorim or not? So Gemara says, Omar Rabba says that Rabbi Eliezer, that's the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, or Mishnah Rishon, the first Mishnah in Ksubis, is Omru Dov Rechet. They both say the same thing. The Tanan, we learned over there in the Mishnah in Ksubis, that Noisten Lebesula Yud Beis Chodesh, when after you make Erisin, if a man marries his wife, so he marries the Besula the first time, so they give him 12 months to prepare themselves for the Chasna. And after 12 months, they're supposed to make Nisuyin. So they give him 12 months, Lafarne Satsma, to support himself. Hegia Yud Beis Chodesh, it comes the end of the 12 months, that now's the time when the husband is supposed to make Nisuyin, and if for some reason he does not want to, now Midirabonim we say, Yechelis Mishalai, that now she has to be supported from him, he has to support her. For Yechelis Betruma, if he is a Kayin, she's allowed to now start eating Truma, she's only a Bas Yisrael. That's the loch and aishas koin kini truma. Aval hayovim. Let's say it's only a case of a shemeris yovim, where your brother died, and now his wife is a shemeris yovim, and you're waiting a chveis 12 months. Ain't no meichel betruma. Then the loch is you don't feed a truma. What about even the case of osasa shisha chadosh mefnei abal? Like the first husband made erisin and they stayed married for 6 months, and then the husband died, and now the other brother, she's a Shemeris Yavim, Veshisha Chadoshim, Befnei HaYavim, and the other brother did not make Yibim yet, and 6 months went by. So even though there's a period of her now for a year's time, still nobody has the Chiyah to support her. Because the Yavim does not have to support her. Calls the money wasn't Miyavim her. Just the Shemeris Yavim doesn't have to support the Yavama. The Yafilu Kulim Befnei HaBaal, even if she was Mamish like 364 days, whatever it is, she will komat yud beis chodesh by the Baal, chosu yoy mecher, excluding one day. So also there's no takana, she gets fed from the husband. Oy kulu mefnei ayovim, chosu yoy mecher, eino achalas betruma. She does not eat from truma. In other words, the takana was only if she's a nara, she's a psula, and then 12 months went by and the husband still did not make nisuyin, then the husband has to support his wife. That was the Mishnah Rishonah. There's such a takona. But Yishno Zu Mishnah Rishonah. That's only the Mishnah Rishonah of the Gemara and Ksubis. But Desdin Shalachirim Amru, later on, the next Desdin, the next door, is Paskin, not like that. And they said, Eino Isha Echelis Betruma, no. Yeah, even though you're an Ashes Koyin, the Lacher is that the Narusim and the Rabbanin cannot eat Truma until she's in the Suya, so the Rabbanin still left it that way. That Eino Isha Echelis Betruma, Achetikonas Lachupa. They still left it that way. That this Isha, this Ashes Koyin, Kozman, they did not make a real Nesuyin, they did not go to Chupa, the Lachur is she cannot eat Truma. So Lachur, our Mishnah, that Reb Lezer says that once Yud Beis Chodesh goes by, now that the husband asked the supporter, therefore the husband can be made for the Nadarim, Lachur that only goes according to the Mishnah Rishayna. That over there it said that after the Yud Beis Chodesh, that's the Lachur, the husband has to support his wife. But according to the Mishnah Achrayna, Mashma, the husband does not have to support his wife. That's what Rabbi says. Omalay Abaye, Abaye says back to Rabbi, no. Dil Malahi, maybe it's not that way. I've come up until now, Loiko Ashminun. Mishnah Rishayna, we only heard from the first Mishnah, Elalamecha Batruma, the Rabbanan. We only heard from the first Mishnah that if they get married, and the husband waits more than 12 months and does not marry her, that Midrabbanan he has to support her. So since he has to support her, could be now also that Midrabbanan, Truma Midrabbanan, he also could feed his wife. That if the Truma that's only on Paris, that's only Midrabbanan, then if she's an Ashes Kayin, the husband has a right to give it to her. Avonadorim Diyaraisa, Eimalai? But maybe here where she made a neder, where it's a question in the Diyaraisa, could the husband be made for his wife's Nadorim? Maybe he can't? Even though true, the husband has to support his wife, even according to the Mishnah Rishayna, but that's only Midrabbanan. Midiraisa, it's not called a Nesuya yet. So since Midiraisa have no Nesuya yet, maybe even according to the Mishnah Rishayna, the husband cannot be made for the Nadarim. So Reb Lezer, like a Shver, doesn't go according to anybody. Secondly, V'yad kan lo yishom alel Reb Lezer. We only heard that Reb Lezer himself says that in our mission here, that the husband can be made for his wife's Nadarim, Elagabi Nadarim. And I'll tell you the svaras could be Pinchas, Mishmei de Rava. And once the husband has to support his wife, then there's a svara that any neder that she makes, like Rav Pinchas says, she makes it adas the husband. The Yoma, Rav Pinchas always says, that kol hanoderis, any time a wife makes the neder, adas b'ilhi noderis, is kamat like she makes it on the condition. Only if my husband agrees with the neder. In other words, once she gets support from her husband, she like relies upon her husband. So therefore, that's telling our Reb Lezer. That even though they didn't make any nisuyin yet, it's only with the rabbanin, but I call upon him since the husband is supporting her, she is relying upon her husband. So that's why Hilchus Nadarim, the husband could be made for Nadarim. Avo Truma, but maybe negate to the loch, if he's the Kayin, could his wife eat Truma yet? Afilum with the rabbanin, namele yachla. Maybe Reb Lezer also agrees to the Mishnah Achrayna, that Hilchus Truma was still Chayshin Mishum Sinfon, were Chayshin that maybe the wife, when the husband will live with her, finds out that she has a mumim on her body, and a bia mekach tois. So we're afraid not to let eat truma until the imamish have nisuyin. So maybe by truma, Reb Lezer also agrees that this isha cannot eat truma, calls the man she didn't make chuppah. Maybe Reb Lezer only says, v'ilchus nedarim. Because nedarim, that the husband could be made for by himself, that's what Pinchas the svara. It's a svara that since the husband supports his wife, she relies upon him, any ned that she makes, she's totally it, bedas the husband. It's like she only wants the nether to be good if the husband would agree. But if he doesn't agree, if he's made for it, the nether is no good. So if we have no proof, like Abai, like Rabbi said, our mission is not totally in that mission there in Ksuvus. All right, stop here.